Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney led a trade mission to Bogota, Colombia. McKinney says this is the largest agricultural trade mission the USDA has ever taken to a foreign country.
A lot of excitement around here, newsworthy kinds of things for all of you. We have an all-time high record of entities or people attending. We have 54 businesses. And for those of you familiar with the ATMs, they're the ones that get an orientation to the country, but they're largely in a hotel ballroom doing what I lovingly call speed dating, where they're meeting with customers. Mostly it's selling, that's the intent, but there have been occasions when they'll find themselves as the buyer, which is just fine. We try very hard to promote a two-way street in trade.
They also brought along 9 commodity groups and representatives from 6 state agriculture departments. He says the trade relationship with Colombia has been good for both countries.
A couple other facts. We have a very balanced level of trade in food and ag with Colombia. Last year, $2.9 billion in exports were from the U.S. to Colombia, and coming the other way was $2.6 billion in exports. The primary products from Colombia to the U.S. are the ones that are perfect in trade, the ones that we don't really focus on or produce. They include coffee, bananas, cut flowers, and a new surge in Hass avocados.
Agricultural trade missions like this one aren't necessarily designed to help fill gaps left over from trade disputes. McKinney says it's more about finding new business opportunities.
I think what we're trying to do with ag trade missions is, and this started way back, 2 weeks after I was confirmed in October of 2017, is to continue always to diversify our market. That does not mean at all that we want to or will walk away from good markets that we've had. And that includes China or others like it, Canada, Mexico, Japan, etc. But it does remind us that there is business out there. The reputation of U.S. quality, in some cases quantity and safety of products, is second to none. And we're seeing that in spades here in Colombia. And so the cause is just, and I think that's why the Secretary chose to enact that provision in the 2014 Farm Bill to create this standalone Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs.
That is USDA Undersecretary Ted McKinney. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again on Monday.